Are you there, God?
Are you there, God?
It's me, Lydia. In my prayer closet, she says. You say closet.
I do say closet.
C-L-A. What are you doing?
Poodle, did your mother ever say you were a runaway freight train?
Why'd you want to do that?
Because that's the name of the episode.
I never look at the episode titles.
Remember, because Kim says that to her. She's like, Lydia, are your emotions like a runaway freight train?
Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Feels like I'm a be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Soul Asylum.
That song's okay.
That's a great song.
It kind of goes on a little bit.
No, you listen to it for the guitar riff.
Runaway train riff. I'm like, okay, I get it. You keep singing it.
That was grunge. That was, it all went on too
I wasn't
long.
A grunge person.
Yeah, no shit.
What's it called? Soul Decision? No, I know Soul Decision.
Soul Asylum. He was Soul married. Asylum. Dave Perner was married to Winona Ryder for a while, or maybe
really?
It was just a boyfriend.
But yeah, she really dated everybody. Fucked a lot of grunge guys.
I don't know if it was too many. She's dated around.
Good for her.
You know what? I can't judge it because I've dated around too.
Who's she married to now or dating?
I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like most women her age who go for the rockers. They usually settle down with a older French man later on who's got money.
He's European and weird. Yep. Yeah.
That's weird enough for them. This is Plathville.
I like that, though. Are you there, God? It's me, Lydia.
Grant, God. I have feelings, all kinds of feelings, mostly in my groin.
I want to get fucked, God. I want to get fucked.
Hush, hush, hush. I don't like it when you give her two voices. It reminds me of Jan Brady. And Lydia's wonderful.
I'm wonderful. And she has demons.
Y'all, we ended last episode with...
There's a lot of banging at Poodle's apartment today. If you hear
and it's
something.
Not, some, it's strangely, not, someone's not banging me.
No, if you hear boom, boom, it's upstairs and all around.
She's installing a bowling alley.
I guess so.
It's the only thing that would explain.
I don't know. It did sound like a bowl. It literally was like boom.
I don't know what's going on up there.
Know.
She is so tiny. And she just...
She looks like a gymnast. She's so tiny. I saw her once and I went, how are you so loud when you
I
walk?
I don't know.
Maybe she's all muscle.
It's impressive.
It is. So yeah, season 3, episode 2, A Runaway Freight Train. Y'all...
Episode 3.
Season 3, episode 2. This is episode 2. We had the first episode last week.
Is it only episode 2?
Yeah.
Why does it feel like it's 3?
Because it's
I
9.
I don't care. I don't care.
Because, yeah, we did that. But on three, this is our first Patreon Supercast Plathville episode only. There you go.
What a gift.
What a gift, y'all.
What a gift.
Send you an email. Be sure if you want to go to our first live show in Los Angeles on November 14th.
Big deal.
Now's the time.
We may be talking about Plathville, but by then probably not. I would have been distracted
be
by something else shiny.
Yeah, there'll be something else going
we'll
on.
We'll be balls deep in the other way.
The other way. Balls deep in the other way. We'll be getting real.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. It's because right now it's August and Other Way is about to premiere. So
doesn't
August
it go until December
October,
or December?
September, November, September, October. It'll maybe be close to ending. I don't know.
I feel like it always
15 episodes.
Christmas.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Anyway,
gives a
y'all.
Shit.
We'll be talking about something. The Dynasty Typewriter Theater in Los Angeles.
No, it's not the Dynasty Typewriter.
What
it's just
it?
Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, okay. Dynasty Typewriter.
I think it's an annoying name anyway, too.
Well, they're but great. It's they're great. They're having us. They're hosting us all like the name. What if this is? What if the artistic director says, "I'm going to listen to the first?
Like,
oh wait, this
the
is
name's
on Patreon,
annoying.
So they've already paid money then.
All right, so I can shit talk our theater.
You can shit talk. No, it's a great theater.
I played there before.
You don't want to stay in a hotel near there.
Yeah, don't say hotels nearby because you'll probably get that hotel where the Hotel Cecil. You'll get where that girl was in the water tower.
Water tower. And everybody's like, why does the water taste weird? Because there was a dead body in it.
God.
You don't want that.
I got really into that, y'all, and I went down a rabbit hole of Googles. Yeah.
Take us take a lift to the show, y'all. Anyway, so you can sign up for that. The pre-sale's going on now just for a Patreon and Super Sissies. And then on Friday, the tickets go
on sale. Not sell.
They go on sale. They go on sale as Poodle Nice Asses do to everyone.
To everyone.
Everyone.
Equal opportunity employer.
Hear ye. Beck and call us now. Excuse me. I just burped. I didn't mean to. I moved and it just came out of me. Oh my goodness.
I'm appalled. Out of everything we've ever done on the podcast, that's disgusting.
Is my face red?
Yes.
I'm embarrassed.
It should be.
I didn't mean to do that, y'all.
And you're holding my pillow like it's a baby.
I am.
It's weird.
Baby.
You're weird. I need to move on.
All right.
I'm freaked. So, y'all, at the end, Lydia's getting that job at the auto shop with a guy who's bald but also dyed his hair.
Yes.
And he hasn't seen, and she walks in and Ethan is there and she hasn't seen him. She's tearing up and it's so sweet. And even Ethan says, I regret what I said probably affected my siblings.
Yeah.
It's like that. He doesn't regret what he said to his mom and dad.
No.
Cause y'all, they're still fucking awful.
They're horrible.
We know how I feel about
horrible.
Those fuckers. And so
poop.
He says so much I could tell you. I just don't know where to start. And she's graduating this year, y'all. She's about to start her strawberry wine phase.
She is. It's like she walked in that auto parts shop and then the light shone on her and she went, I don't know why I'm frightened.
I know my way around here. The car, the painted seas, the cardboard trees, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover. But I'm not in any hurry. And I need a moment.
I know not to ever take the melody of this song from
never,
you.
Never. It's mine. That is, everything's as if we never said goodbye from Sunset Boulevard.
Jake once sang that in Cabaret to a bottle of Rhinestone vodka.
It's important it was Rhinestone.
It's true.
So y'all, they talk about he's going to Tallahassee. Recording.
Okay, we are. God. Just checking.
He's going to Tallahassee.
Which people said is in Georgia.
There's a Tallahassee,
Florida. We don't know which one they're doing.
It's Tallahassee. That's the big city.
It's got to be Florida, right?
Yeah. Because of course there's a Tallahassee, Georgia.
You never know.
God, I hate the South.
Are you serious? What's the population of Tallahassee, Georgia?
Here's what I find from Wikipedia.org.
400 people. 385,000 people.
Really?
Yeah.
See what the population of Tallahassee, Florida is. Who cares?
Hey, Siri, what's the population of Tallahassee, Florida?
Maybe it just...
As of 2019.
194.
That's not
1,000.
True.
Blame Siri.
That's not true.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's no way Tallahassee, Georgia is 300,000 people.
That's what Siri just said.
There's someone screaming right now because they've driven through Tallahassee, which is probably a stoplight.
Put it in the comments, y'all. Put it in the comments.
I've been to Tallahassee, Florida. It is a bigger city than that.
I've never been.
It's a strip mall.
Did you fuck anybody there?
A lot of. I went to go check out Florida State.
And you saw the town and said.
And I was like, there's just a bunch of tanning salons and gun shops right next to one another.
What sold it for you when you were touring schools? What sold it for you that's a school for me?
My mother wasn't there.
That's why you chose Michigan?
Yeah. She's farther away.
All right. That's a good reason.
That was the farthest school that I
and
auditioned
I'm sure
for.
Mother Poodle didn't let you know that at all.
You're so far. Cool. I don't know how, what's it going to be like? It'd be much better if you were a couple hours from her. Now I'm 3,000 miles from her, y'all. I need to call her. She called me yesterday. Eh, she's fine.
She's fine. Is it 3,000 miles?
Yeah.
I don't even know how far we are. How wide is our country? I don't know.
There's a lot of things you don't know.
True.
So, y'all, let's go to the Plaths. Because Lydia's back, and she's like, yeah, I got the job. And Mother Plath is, of course, playing her harp. Or no, that's later. The girls are doing all the housework.
The girls are doing all the housework.
They're basically her servants.
We've heard that Mama Plath is lazy as hell.
You can tell.
You can tell.
She's awful.
She's mentioned it. Now, granted, this came from Ethan and Olivia.
Yeah.
In a Kate Casey interview, but you can tell.
I mean, I really, really hate Papa Plath. But there's a special place for Mama Plath up there for me.
I almost kind of dislike Papa Plath almost more because at least Mama Plath kind of owns her.
No, the thing is she doesn't. She absolutely does not.
I guess they both
not.
Don't because Papa Plath's always like, yeah, everything's great.
They're always, Mama Plath says things like, well, you know, we let you decide. We put the ball
true.
In your court. It's this fucking awful
but
gaslighting.
You don't let them
they
decide.
They don't do anything. Yeah. They micromanage their kids, but they always talk out of both sides of their mouth saying, you know, she made that decision. We're asking how she's always acting like that their emotional health of their children is the most important thing to them. And that's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's how they can control their fucking children.
That's true.
Awful. So anyway.
But anyway, so Lydia's having a conversation and she's like, and so she's like, I got the job. And immediately Mama Plath is like, just looking at her, wanting information.
Yeah.
And Lydia didn't give everything
up. What you got for me? What you got for me?
Because y'all, she knows.
She tells her about seeing Ethan there.
Yes. She knows when it comes, Lydia, you can work her for whatever you want. Bless her. I don't know if Lydia's ever going to get street smart. Is she?
No. No. She's not like Moriah.
No.
Even Moriah isn't very street smart. None of the Plaths are.
Ironically.
Micah maybe a little
Micah
more than others.
Micah kind of is the most, yeah.
And
maybe that one boy who plays video games, who's so boring now we never see.
Isaac?
That's his name.
I like it how Mother Plath's like, I guess I'll be happy enough to get tidbits of stuff. And I'm like, oh. My long-suffering Virgin Mary looking at Christ on the cross.
She
my
said, we're
son.
Fine with her. We're fine with him having a relationship with him as long as it doesn't put a divide between us and the family.
I long for the day they're not trying to cause division in the family.
Yeah, because it's all them.
As long as they're not trying to cause, she's like, it's fine if they want to hang out. As long as they're not trying to ruin my family. And then, y'all, Mama Plath goes on a whole soliloquy about how joyful Ethan was as a child before he knew that whore, Olivia.
That's what
she's saying.
The
whore of Babylon.
And y'all, if you look at it, Ethan.
And I'm like, she refers to him in the past tense. I don't know if you heard. She was like, Ethan was. And I'm like, he's not dead.
But she refers to him that way. Y'all, he was joyful because he was a kid.
He didn't know anything.
Not out in the real world.
Right.
And also, he was taught, if you have feelings, if you have anger, if you have sadness.
Push it down or let it go.
Down. That's why he's in this complete overwhelming.
Boy, he is a case study in how not to emotionally bankrupt your children.
Yes.
And how not to allow your kids to feel things. Because then when they're in their 20s, they have no way to cope with all of it.
No, it's true. And because even Lydia's like, I think my parents realized they should have let them say goodbye. But I hope that there's a bridge. I hope, yeah, it'll be fine. And then we hear, you're going to crumble. You're going to lose it. You're going to kill someone. And she says, I just hope I don't collapse.
When the demons got her. The demons
I will
got
break
her.
You, Lydia.
So let's go to a happier place.
Well, no,
let's go to
another example. Keep going. Yeah.
Max and Moriah.
Well, God, Max is fucking hot.
Okay. Can we talk about that in the moment interview and him wearing that leopard shirt and those ripped up black
he's
jeans?
He's very sexy.
I went somewhere.
And when he's talking, you just see his triceps moving in his through his shirt sleeve.
You sound like an awful old lech right now.
here's a mirror, and I'm showing you what you're giving. Ooh, ooh, Poodle used to say that to me all the time.
Well,
he would say, this face
no,
is
it's,
a mirror.
No, it's how you say it is worse no. than what I just said.
So listen, the fact that Moriah doesn't know how to use a computer because their parents hardly let them use technology.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's unethical. In
it is.
Like
and
today.
It's
unethical.
It's neglect. This is, it's, it, besides, they basically emotionally neglected their children.
Because they're like my father, who is like, he's trying to do plumbing stuff now. And you think, well, they don't need computers. No, he does. He
yeah.
needs to know how to do his email. My dad is still trying to fax people invoices. And my Aunt Darla has to explain, Chelsea, we don't use fax machines anymore.
Right.
Well, how do you send them? And she's like, we scan it. Scan what?
Oh my.
So like he doesn't get it at all.
Oh.
Granted, now he has cancer, so he's not going to work anymore. But
problem solved.
Problem solved. But this reminded me of Moriah. I'm like, you literally have taught her nothing to succeed in the world.
No, that's the whole point. Because if you
so
don't
that
give
way,
them,
your children always need you.
No, the complete isolation is the point. Because that way you're not in the world.
You're not in the world. But then also your kids are always dependent on you.
Exactly.
They're dependent on your money
and religion.
And they're dependent on your. I'm telling you, it's my
that's
cousin
it.
Lolo to a T. They are the plaques.
I can't.
They are
hear
fucking
anymore about
no,
Lolo.
She balances all the kids' checkbooks. They're 30. They're 30.
Let's go.
God.
So Micah comes in, y'all, and they're like, good morning, sleepyhead. And again, every time Max talks to Micah, I go somewhere in my dreams.
We all do. And can we just say, oh, youth. Poodle, have you ever looked as good as Micah
Never.
Looks when you wake up? Never.
Not skin rumpled off a pillow mark.
Yeah, I've got lines on my face. This is even in my teens.
I
look like a mess.
When I get up in the morning, I look like that snail from the Neverending Story.
And I look like that little troll that rode the snail.
I look
or whatever
terrible.
That thing was. It's true. And you know, probably
bleary-eyed, red-faced.
Well, you know, Micah probably looked good because you know that probably he woke up in his bed, he realized
jerked
he
off.
Had a raising hard on, mm-hmm. so he just jerked off.
Please
he
don't
just,
do this.
He
to
just
me.
Wiped it off with a sock and threw it on the floor, and then he put on sweatpants and got up and walked into the room. Wow, you're speechless
y'all,
after
this
that.
This is the most homoerotic show on television. And that includes...
And we just watched F-Boy Island.
I know. And
this
that includes
more.
The new Gossip Girl reboot.
Oh, is it very homoerotic?
I've been...
Really? That sucked you in?
I've been told that... It's not even... It's like blatantly homoerotic. But I've been told that I need to keep going. I watched the first episode and I was very, very unenthralled.
You loved the old one, didn't you?
It's a different show. It's a completely different show. This is...
Why reboot a show and then completely change
name,
everything?
Name property.
It's just the name. I know that, but that's so... It's like when they did 90210.
Because you're going to be compared to... Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
a double-edged sword because you'll have people who watch the original and now they think... The problem is... This is all I'll say. I don't want to get into it too much. You're trying to introduce a new generation to the property.
And have the older people
and
watch
have the older generation, but you're also alienating the same people who watched
it. It's the money. You just want the money.
Yep. That's it. That's all broadcasting.
I actually heard it got canceled, and this is probably why. I actually heard the...
Gossip Girl?
No.
Oh.
I heard that the Punky Brewster reboot on Peacock was actually good. Like, in that it was very nostalgic. But again, those things don't stay around.
Right.
Peacock canceled it.
Maybe you do need to find a new audience. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Murphy Brown. Remember Murphy Brown?
Oh, God, that was horrible. Horrible.
Y'all.
And I loved that show. It's one of the worst.
But no, it just tells me, I'm like, wait, was Murphy Brown always like this?
I couldn't make it through.
Oh, wait, it was.
I couldn't make it through the first episode. I stopped.
And it had Tyne Daly.
And her hot son.
Oh, that's right.
It's so funny. It's like you said, double-edged swords cut everybody. A double-edged dildo, everyone gets fucked in a good way.
A double-sided dildo.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
So, y'all, Mariah's agent manager.
You sounded like a robot.
I kept writing Max and Moriah.
Oh, it's true.
Her manager, and also had to say manager, her manager sent her all this recording equipment. That's a nice manager.
It is, because heard one of her songs, liked it. She has no idea how to do any of it.
Also, y'all, this is not real world. Your manager that you send a song to isn't immediately going to send you a bunch of recording equipment.
Well, no, but...
it helps that you're on a show.
That's what I say. It helps when you're on a show, and I wonder how many...
So don't send your demos off to people, aspiring singer-songwriters, hoping to get equipment.
Yeah, but when you are on a show and you have 288,000 followers,
God,
you're going to get free shit.
But she doesn't know how to work computers.
She'll learn.
So
that, I will say this. Mariah is smart and she is scrappy. She learns how to do shit.
What do you think of the black black hair extensions?
Love
it. I'm loving it too.
I love it.
I didn't love how there was it was a little bit too black near the ends. They weren't blended as much as they could have been.
Okay, maybe. But like they showed her from the back, and I thought it looked great.
Yeah, the front doesn't do a lot for me. I think it's just the person
who
put them in.
Her makeup was great this episode, though. It was better.
She's doing
way
better.
Way less.
Take a lesson from Olivia. Not Olivia. Lydia.
Sometimes Lydia's is too heavy, too. Honestly, they all look the best when they're wearing hardly any makeup.
Yep. Remember, y'all, don't let your... If you have young girls, what are you looking at?
Sorry, I heard a knocking, and I thought it was Satan or Jesus saying, it's my time. It's just the plumbers above you.
Don't let your teenage girls that you have, they don't need to wear a lot of makeup.
Don't
micromanage your teenage girls also.
If you don't know what to put on your teenage girl, message me on Instagram, and I will give you advice.
Yeah.
And this is it right here. Good skincare, and then just a little bit of BB cream.
BB cream. Bareback?
No, gross. Although that is a protein mask. You can't refuse.
Y'all, just know that every time you say the word BB to any gay friend you have, they're going, bareback, 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 in their head.
Or if you're a horse teacher and you say, we're going to ride this horse bareback, I'm going to think that the horse is going to fuck me now raw.
Wow.
Yeah!
Reality Gays does not condone fucking horses. Just so we're aware. I don't think I'd ever... the horse would not be my first choice of an animal to have sex with. We're getting into a weird area. We're in a weird area.
Apparently there's a porn for that.
People,
I don't get it.
There's a porn for everyone,
don't
honey.
Ask us. You know what? I'm sorry we brought it up. I would edit it out.
We?
But we're not going to do that. I don't want to hear bestiality
stories. It always becomes the collective when we apologize
for
something.
We're in this together. Unless you say it.
Exactly. And computers confuse her. I think a lot of this is... Anyway.
So they're getting ready. So basically he says, Helena, his friend, they're asking Helena to come over.
Also, let it be known that they have set this girl up to... There's two things that Helena could be.
Okay.
Either... they're just friends or they're social media friends and she's chasing him for clout.
Mm.
Or they're already together.
I don't feel like they have chemistry at all.
I don't think they do either.
I don't. Like, Max and Mariah, I mean, they were...
It's clout chasing to me.
That kiss last year.
Wasn't it awful? Still,
no. The kiss of
Max and
Mariah.
I thought you were talking about Ethan.
No, they never kissed.
Oh, you're right.
I don't think they kissed, did they?
Yeah. When Max kissed Mariah.
If you want to know if he loves you so, his shit is cute.
My inner 13-year-old girl almost passed out. Because y'all, male, female, we all have an inner 13-year-old girl.
We all have an inner 13-year-old girl. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and mine is a dick pig.
Well, even the producer
says doesn't even know.
To Ethan, she's like, so, you know, with Helena, do you think you can handle Helena now? And Ethan says, what does that mean? Maybe I will.
Micah.
What did I say?
Ethan.
Gary. I did. I said Micah. Micah is horny.
He is.
He is masturbating at least twice a day.
I don't want to talk about his masturbatory schedule. I want to think about it. So Max is worried that if Ethan and Olivia will like him, because he hasn't hung out with them. which is adorable.
It's and I really like him.
Do you? And when he was, did you see when he was talking to? He saw Mariah. He's like blah blah blah. You're like. He was just like talking to her a little bit.
I'm like, you can't talk because you're so Twitter pated by him.
And he just kind of stared at her and kind of gave her a kiss. He's so in love with her.
He's so in love with her, and he's just good.
He is.
He's just, but not in like
he's middle America good. Strangely enough,
not in like a gross, wholesome, fake way.
He kind of understands his emotions better than, yeah. We're going to talk about that.
So first, though, Ethan leaving his house. So, y'all.
You mean, nope, the Platts.
What did I have?
You said Ethan and Olivia's
house. How could I forget?
Y'all.
How could I forget?
Mother Platt's got her angel harp out. She's practicing.
The kids are still cleaning.
How great thou art. Yeah. The harp.
Yeah. How great. Hey, someone needs to vacuum the kitchen carpet.
How great thou art. Yeah, get on your hands and knees, Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see myself.
I say, Santa, I can't see that floor shine.
I need to see myself in it. Do the silver next.
When Christ comes down, I better have a warning from that floor.
She's so awful.
She's horrible.
So we're in the prayer closet, y'all. I wrote down what Lydia's. I think Lydia is the real. Like, yes, the girls are pretty, and so is Mariah. I think Lydia's the beauty of the family.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all the girls are pretty, all the little girls, but I mean, Lydia's just like.
She's stunning.
Yeah.
She's stunning.
Anyway.
Sorry, my eye keeps itching. There.
And the producer says, what are you asking for God's help with? And she's like, well, there's someone. And in 2018, we met and we've been texting and he lives far away and out of state.
3 years ago.
And I'm asking for guidance on how to deal with my feelings. Mm-hmm. I know when I would ask for guidance about how to deal with my feelings, I know what God would tell me. Go jerk off.
Wow. I don't know if God tells her that. I think God speaks to Lydia differently.
You know what? That probably wasn't God's voice.
I don't think it was God.
I smelled brimstone when it was in the air.
I think it was that 40-year-old gay man on Yahoo chat just leaving you a voice in the middle of the night.
You know, it's a shame he pretended to be 18.
Probably what happened is that you were downloading porn, but it was on the Wi-Fi or it was on the internet, like with Southwestern Bell or whatever y'all use in Pickens.
Southwestern Bell.
And you know how, like, remember how we used to download porn?
Bell South.
Remember how you download porn and the lines would go across the picture? And
I hated those.
Did you ever download video porn and then, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it stopped downloading and it automatically played? So you just wake up to like,
I never happened.
Yeah, me either. Me either. Never happened. Me neither.
Never done anything like this with a guy before.
Bro, put that backpack down.
Jaybird, who's making all that noise?
Don't know, Mama. Sorry, Mom, I was talking loud on my Garfield phone. I'll hush now.
With my pen pals.
My pen pals.
And the next, anyway, so she's working through that in her prayer closet.
You can't even do a scene about it because it's so earnest.
Yep.
And she's got her little things up the floor. And so she says, but Lydia says, well, I'm asking about my feelings, but I'm not going to sit around and do nothing.
Yeah, you will.
So, who do you think she met? Did Lydia do an Instagram live with Justin Bieber and now she thinks he knows her or something like that? Did one of her friends give her her phone?
This is a gay boy from a different family whose name is
Christian.
Samuel.
Oh, is it Samuel? Did she say his name?
No, I'm just making it up.
Oh, okay.
No, here's the thing. Because those are non-threatening and dreamy boys. Lydia would have fallen in love with me. I'm the kind of boy Lydia would have gone for.
They fell in love with me, too, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could get a Lydia. You could maybe get a knockoff.
Wow. All right.
I don't know what that says about you. It's more.
I don't know why I need to compete with the beards I have.
I don't know why, because you compete with everything.
True.
Y'all, if Poodle and I make a sandwich at the same time, he'd say, why'd it take you so long to make that sandwich?
That's true. And we compete in most things, although you always beat me at eating faster than me.
Hey, fat family. And I don't care. I want to eat.
I'll start eating a salad.
Unless it's cake.
That's true. I'll eat cake with my hands, usually.
He won't even use a fork.
No. So, Micah and Moriah, Helena is coming over. Or Helena. I'm going to call her Helena.
Whatever. She's coming over to Ethan and Olivia's house. And so,
I love the name Helena.
It's pretty. I
was thinking about Midsummer Night's Dream.
I like her. She's nice.
Helena. They call her Helena in that.
And she's smart because she tells Olivia, she's like, I follow you and what you do on social media.
Yeah,
I love you.
I think she's a little bit of a clout chaser.
I think she's a little bit too. Yeah. I agree. And so they're sitting on the couch and Olivia's like, so the guys go outside. They're working on the air conditioning. And Olivia says, so do you think you and Micah would ever date?
And so
Olivia's like, well,
this is why I think she doesn't want to date him.
She can tell he needs to run wild.
It's all kind of clout chasing. She's like, I just love, like, he always makes me feel better and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Micah, he just tells you what you want to hear.
No, she looks at him with his shirt off and she realizes he has a pretty nice boyfriend dick and huge testicles. Y'all.
I don't buy this
huge
thing
baby
from her,
making
y'all.
Swing. Swinging testicles.
Swinging in the air. They probably smell good, too.
Like fresh jasmine.
I was going to say baby powder, but sure. But she's basically saying to Olivia, I followed you, and you really helped me through some stuff this year, and blah, blah, blah. Can we collab? And there's this whole thing about... they're later on, they're, I think, what is it? Don't give, that's Max. Sorry. Is that right? I don't even know where I am. Oh, Ethan and Micah. Sorry. Uh-huh. Oh, this is it. I'm sorry. I just had a stroke there.
I don't know what happened.
It was, they're sitting there drinking coffee and Max and she's like, don't give me a smolder while you're drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
Helena loves the attention. She does not want to date a fuckboy like Micah.
Because Micah, he's a good guy, but y'all, he's in fuckboy stage.
Yeah. She knows the only guys worth dating are over 30 and own their own home.
Yes. Micah, and even if she wants to date, I kind of think she just wants to fuck around too.
Yeah.
Like, I think, honestly, if he wasn't probably Micah Plath, she would just fuck him and have fun.
Yeah.
And it would be a no-strings-attached relationship.
Yep. I think, I don't know if he could do that.
I don't know if he can.
Yep. So,
because I want to know, I know it's hard because you don't ask about people's life, but the way Max and Moriah, like, they're fucking.
I don't know. I don't know.
They're so physical and so comfortable with each other.
I think it's everything but. Not everything B-U-T-T.
Oh, Mariah wouldn't do that.
But I think it's everything but intercourse.
So you think there's been blowjobs, finger bangs?
Not complete blowjobs.
What did she do? Just like spit on it like cornhole? What do you mean?
I think there has been, her lips have grazed his shaft.
Okay. Wow, but you just said the word shaft in the podcast.
Mom, what does shaft mean?
Well, baby.
Y'all don't let your kids listen to Reality Gaze. Mamas, don't let your children listen to Reality Gaze.
I mean, Veronica from Veronica Tim told us that her daughter listens to us.
But honestly, though, Chloe is a very...
She's kind of like 28 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's wise.
Yeah.
But still, sorry, y'all.
I did a cameo for a 14-year-old girl who listens to the show.
What?
Yes.
That is not appropriate.
And guess what? I was dirty in that cameo.
Oh, God. Let's continue.
So, where am I? I like, Ethan and Olivia, Ethan is talking to Micah and saying, you know, we're doing our best. And he's like, but I don't know It's like, sometimes I don't know if what's going to happen. If we do split, do I just start over? How do I do that? And this is the problem, you guys, when you are completely your world now. His world's not his parents anymore, nor his siblings. His mm-hmm. world is Olivia.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, Ethan and I are just, we're getting through it, but that's it. So you can imagine being how just absolutely at sea Ethan is all the time. And you can see in his face, he is so just perplexed at what to do next.
And the thing is, there's a difference of when you don't want to do something and you know you have to do it. I don't think Ethan's there yet. He doesn't want to go through this emotional pain right now.
Yeah.
He's so... But that was his MO for 18 years of avoid, avoid, avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, it's going to be hard for them because I think most people don't realize this until they're older. But I think they both are realizing, holy shit.
We're very different.
We want completely different things in life.
Very true. She's a seeker. And
he's really not. He's a pleaser, and he is happy to be.
I think people who are very different can be together. I think it's difficult.
I think you have to have, like, what are your core values, and meaning values of not just like do you treat people kindness, not stuff like that, but what are your almost or not values, but
what
almost,
is what is a good life for you?
What is your what is your dream for your life?
Yeah, and how do you want to, what do you want, what's the person you want to grow into?
Olivia wants to see every place in the world.
She does. She wants to get tattoos. She
wants
to do
Ethan wants
crazy
to see
stuff.
His backyard,
and he's happy with it.
And what's happened is Olivia tests people. When she meets them. If you see the way later when we talk, she immediately tests Max.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't even know she's doing it, but she's testing them because she needs to. She basically says, I don't know if I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that. Like, y'all, if Poodle and I meet your probably straight husband for the first time, although if we know it's a sissy, but with straight guys, I'm probably quickly going to make some type of gay joke and see how they react to it, because that's how I suss out if they're going to be okay with me or if they're going to be uncomfortable with me.
Right.
And
90% of the time, they're uncomfortable.
Well, normally I make, on a scale of like 1 to 10, and 10 being like a felching joke, I usually hit around, I'll be honest, I want to say 4, but let's be honest, it's a 6.
Yeah, it's a 6.
Poodle comes in with a straight 9. Every time.
Now you're talking. I love a good straight 9.
So usually it's like, whoa. But you know what? Most people seem fine with it. So anyway, that she's doing that. And I think she did that with Ethan. All the little things. Ethan, let's do this. Let me get a tattoo. And so she's pushing. And now she's making the big push.
Out of town.
And I don't know.
I think not checking in with him. And not checking in, and I think she thinks she's doing it by making sure he doesn't try to shut down, but like leveling with him. It's not her voicing what she needs, what she thinks is right for them all the time.
She's emotionally 30, and he's emotionally 15.
Yeah.
So it's he says, "I'm here for you." He's saying the things maybe she needs to hear, but he just isn't up to par yet.
Agree.
Anyway,
it was really interesting. They're talking about how guys and girls aren't able to be friends in quote unquote religious cultures.
Yes.
That's very true, you guys. It is weird even in my high school, if you were it's not like this as much anymore. But I would say in the South and probably places that are a little more rural, it is not, to have different gender friendships don't always happen.
Yeah, definitely that way in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and if you go anywhere, family gatherings or any kind of thing, go to a family reunion, not a family reunion, but go to a school a high school reunion where it's like maybe 5 years, you will still see men on one side, women on the other.
I think younger high schools, just for my nephews, I think it is better now.
Now, yeah.
But yeah, for our generation.
Because no male, female, or mixed gender relationship wasn't supposed to be non, was it was always supposed to end in marriage.
Yeah.
For them, which is more extreme. Anyway, let's talk about Lydia's journaling and Mother Plath sidles over. Rumbles over.
So she sits and keeps this, how's it going?
What you doing?
How's it going? And with Lydia says, you
know, gross mouth hole.
Just journaling. And she's like,
what you writing about? Can I read? Can we talk about boys?
And she, God, her eyeliner is so terrible. And she says, so when Lydia was 17, she decided, we let her decide how she did. Like you said, she dictates this relationship, but we give her input. And I'm like,
so gross.
Taking your phone away or telling them that, no, you well, take no, the call.
We really want input in her decisions. And here's the thing, y'all. And she triggers me so badly, Mother Plath does.
She's horrible.
And she says, well, Lydia, you know you can't really get to know someone through texting.
Through texting and
calling.
And
the thing about it is, so, and Mother Plath is basically saying, so maybe down the line, we'll decide to get our families together, and then our families will decide if you're a good fit or not.
Because if we're talking about getting to know one another, y'all,
that's courtship and marriage.
They don't know one another for very long before they get married. The families get together and decide it's a good match, and then in like six months,
tribal.
They're married.
Yep.
So, and y'all, we know from technology, people can really get to know one another through calling and texting.
I've known lots of gentlemen well. we've really grown.
What was the name of the guy you had sex with yesterday?
It'll come to me. It came on me.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Anyway, so the Mother Plath
kept
saying,
at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to wake up and go, Jonathan!
It will be, yeah.
Yeah.
They always do.
Yeah,
pop
later
in my head.
Later.
So later on, she says, "Well, we could tell how you felt, but we did put the ball in your court, y'all." They will. This is the thing about Mom and Daddy Plath.
Yes, later.
They will always shirk any responsibility, and they will always tell the kids that it was their decision.
Yes.
If they fail.
This is exactly what they do with Ethan and Olivia. Well, you decided to take your family out. We did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is all on you.
So later on, they're basically saying,
Kim said she was texting that boy about 100 times a day, and I saw you get really invested quickly.
And she looked at her daughter's texts. She looked at this phone.
Which, Lydia, it's like, as long as I live in their house, I think parents come at us. I think a lot of parents still do this. I don't know if I would look, but there would be, it's not even that I wouldn't trust my daughter or my son.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to see that, like.
Lydia's 17.
I know, but you know what's happening now? Kids are sending dick pics. And tit pics. No, but like if they're still in high school and a kid sends.
God, if I would have had a phone in high school.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. They just would call your room Rosebud. It's a Rosebud on the Mount.
I would have had an office in the bathroom at Stucky's.
Rosebud on the Mount. That's it. Because he lived in the mountains, y'all. Stucky's. Wow. Wow. But think if you're.
In my office.
Think about it. If you're a guy.
Mom, I'm going to the office.
If you're a guy or a girl, but if one of you is 18, a senior, and you send a dirty pic to a 17-year-old, you can go to jail.
Yeah.
So there is something to that.
Yeah.
And
this just felt more sinister to me.
Y'all, my hats go off to parents this day and age raising kids with technology. I think I wouldn't let my kid have a phone till they're 20.
I don't think that would be your choice.
Wouldn't be my choice, but I'd be worried about it.
So
I just get a chip implanted in their neck until they turned 18, Jesus. So I knew where they went.
So we're at Micah and Moriah's house, and Ethan and Olivia are coming over for dinner. They're going to meet Max. And did you notice they're going to have cheeseburgers? He's like, our buns are good. And you see his put his hands on her butt?
That's what I'm saying. They fucking.
Oh, I don't think they fucked yet.
Oh, I just want to say one thing.
Here's why. Oh.
Okay, but I have to talk about this. This is about Lydia, and we didn't talk about this. When Lydia says, I feel like this conversation is taking a wrong turn, Kim says, I know when she gets married, she's going to try and honor and please her husband.
Bleh.
And that's why I'm so protective of her. Instead of just saying, Lydia is naive as fuck because we raised her that way.
Yeah.
And she'll get into an abusive relationship and not even know.
They take no responsibility.
None. So anyway, I just wanted to make that. But yes, Max and Mariah. Why do you not think they're
fucking? Here's why. I think he's very religious.
Yeah, he was.
I was very religious. I've been at church lock-ins too, so yeah. I know what people try to do.
Y'all were brave. I couldn't do those at church lock-ins.
But there's something about him
because they were guys and girls, and I.
I don't know what. I don't think they have banged yet. I don't know. I think it's everything.
They have at least dry humped, and he came while it happened.
Oh, dry humped, definitely.
While it happened.
Yeah. Oh, that's not even a base in that. Yeah, that's, you're in the dugout for gay sex, dry humping.
I think you're thinking of your standards.
Y'all, if you haven't,
you have to dry hump in the shower. You have to dry hump poodle before he agrees to go out on the first date with you.
Oh, yes. Sometimes we do a round one just to see if the chemistry's there.
I wish he was wrong. But he's not.
I love that. Normalize fucking before the date.
Hey, it's good to see ya. How you doing, buddy? Go ahead and fuck my mouth.
It's like a handshake, really.
Just relax.
They love Max, but especially Olivia. Olivia starts kind of saying, I know I feel vulnerable to talk with you. And I liked it when these three.
She says he's a direct. She names it. She says Max is a direct communicator.
Yeah.
And I am too.
So, of course, they and everyone's talking about their emotions, even Max. And Ethan's just kind of sitting over here like this.
Olivia says, I've struggled with my in-laws and we have no contact and I was being friends. I didn't know if the friends, how that would do with boundaries.
Right.
And Mariah says, you know, that's understandable of how Olivia feels.
Yeah.
And then
Max has been good for her with that.
But again, this is where it's not great because Max totally is like, I understand things. I get that. And Max even says, and y'all take this to heart. He says, I thought they didn't like me. I didn't realize they were working through their own things.
Right.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you this right now. Everyone is working through their own thing, and it's not about you. So if you're thinking someone cares about you, da, 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 they're not. Everyone's working through their own thing. But you're so right. Ethan completely, if they're in completely different places where Mariah says, I just don't really want to talk about them because it feels like I'm stepping back into trauma. And I'm like, I get that.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And I want to say this, though, to her a little bit. That's a little bit part of being married is you're married. It's your in-laws.
Yep.
It's his mom and dad.
Yep.
He is later to this. He's got to be able to talk about this with you because he needs your support.
Right.
And you have to figure out how to do that.
She is being a little selfish.
I think Ethan's a little on the emotional island. And I think that's one reason why he's like, she probably says to him, well, you should probably talk to a therapist about that. But he's not there.
Nope. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make it. I don't.
Yeah.
I think the storm is too strong.
He was the right person for her.
No, and I don't think Ethan knows who even is the right person for him.
Yeah, he seems he's definitely out of the older kids, he's the most lost.
He's the most lost, but I also think Ethan would probably try to make it work with anyone.
Yeah. Yeah,
because he's that type of guy to kind of make it work.
In a way, it's weird because in a way he's gotten a lot of the Plath stink off of him somewhat. But in a way, how he deals with problems, he's the Plathiest. It is there are no strategies.
And if you have to be really uncomfortable to change your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really stay uncomfortable, and it's a lot of fucking work. And it's also exhausting.
Later on, they're talking about things, and everyone is happy.
Because Ethan and Micah do, before we didn't mention, they talk when they're outside.
Right.
And it's, but Micah kind of, that's just the way the men are trained. I think that's why Max is so good for Mariah, because nobody, no male in the Plath family talks like Max.
That's true.
None of them. So, because Ethan really is just like, yeah. Or Micah's just like
and,
Ethan.
And you have to have, I mean, people
he doesn't really console Ethan when they're talking.
People have, you know, you hear about people neglect their kids with, you know, they don't feed them, they don't show them enough attention. People don't talk about emotional neglect a lot.
No.
This is emotional neglect. And if you're a child of emotional neglect, you don't really know how to open up. It's impossible to be vulnerable mm-hmm. because you were never shown it.
Yeah.
And so with someone like Max, who was raised with some type of emotional intelligence, he will be able to verbalize things.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah's just learning how to do that.
She's just learning. And Max is willing to, he's in a better place, and I think right. he's close to his family, where Mariah's learning to do that. But she's, y'all, she's talked about being suicidal,
right.
and she struggled with that
but
and
she
depression.
She has a partner in Max who's a little more patient than Olivia is.
And I get that Olivia doesn't have the patient bone yeah. because it's just died inside of her.
Yeah.
But it's, but then the, but, it's like, y'all, it's like with dealing stuff with my dad and being in a relationship, there would be some days where my partner really needed me. And to be honest, I wasn't in the mood to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of had to either, some days I stepped up and did it. Some days I said, I'm just exhausted right now. I can't handle a thing in my brain right now. But I still, that was a case-by-case basis. And I don't know if Olivia and Ethan talk that way. I don't know if she's all, it almost feels like she's like, just no more of your family. I'm done.
That's exactly what it is. He needs to be, he's the gardener for yeah. them. And it's, and he doesn't know what it's like to be the plant.
But now he's the wound.
Yeah. I know. And she doesn't know how, she doesn't know how to deal with it.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Rhea, don't say that.
I don't think it's going to work out.
But don't encourage it.
Hey, sometimes divorce is a great thing.
Yeah, but they're not there.
But
they're not there.
I don't want them to. I would love for them, because I think they're both, I think they both really love each other. But I think there's an example of how far can love take you.
They're married so young, too.
Yeah.
We were married like 20, if that.
He looked like a movie. It went like this shit.
Don't ruin that song. That's a great, good song.
I kind of was setting it up for you. I thought you were going to take the high note, but I guess you're not in good voice
the
today.
The key is just ridiculously wrong.
Well, that's a show.
Look like a movie. Not in a song. I don't know the words. Of when will we go?
That's a little flat.
Maybe I can at least sing it the right key.
You have perfect pitch because you're a music freak. I wasn't born with that alien ability. Sorry.
I just really good relative pitch.
No, you were a kid playing piano going, Mommy, Mommy, you're not singing the right word to twinkle twinks. To
well, twinkle, gosh, twinkle. Jaybird.
Yeah, so yeah.
Can you let me go with one thing? Gah.
Y'all, that's the show. You can follow us at realitygazepodcast.com. You can also find information about the live show. If you're listening to us on Friday at noon Pacific time, all tickets are available for your consumption.
Ooh.
So this is probably going to be the only one this year just because things are booked. But we're hoping to
get
out
some
there. More things in the books it's, in the new year.
Stay tuned. We'll probably know about early 2022. In the next couple of weeks,
hopefully.
So, we're definitely thinking New York City and Chicago.
Yeah. So. And we got to save up for that apology tour, Ohio apology tour.
Yeah.
Because we're also not going to Ohio in the fucking winter.
I can't think of any more miserable than Ohio in the winter.
Maybe Ohio in the summer. is it getting really true. Hot and gross? So basically, y'all, you're going to get 1 week next September.
I'm sure it rains a lot.
September. Come at us, Ohioans. Is it Ohioans?
Yeah, they don't.
Let us know. When's the best time to go to
Stick
Ohio?
Stick your head out of your caves.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, we're going to have to do another city on that one. We're going to Sandusky. Ooh, now.
No.
Oh, we're going to have to drive through.
Columbus. I know, Columbus, we've talked about.
Can we
about.
Get somebody to donate a tour bus? Wait a minute. I just realized that would mean I'd have to ride around with you on a tour bus.
Yep.
If there was a room in the front and the room in the back, we'd be fine.
Just drive me around. You could buy a limo driver.
Hey, I wouldn't get car sick that way. I could roll up that window in the middle so I couldn't hear you
Perfect.
Screaming at me.
Let's end this fucker.
And just every 5 miles, I would stop and pick up another guy, and you'd be fine.
And I'd kick him out. They'd run screaming.
Run screaming. Ah! Y'all, follow us on the website. You can follow us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. We're so happy Plathville is back. So, and again, if you are listening to this now, this show has dropped. So you are a Patreon and Super Sissy, and you have access to the pre-sale. So be sure to follow that.
Get it now.
Go to the link, get it now. I guess we could say the code, right? It's Patreon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the code is butter. So that's the code you're going to have to enter. So anyway, y'all.
Not case sensitive.
So enjoy. We'll see you next time. We don't remember the sign off for this show.
We need to do that.
Yeah, we do.
Bye.